Give me just a minute here. We're going to run through to the end of this one real quick, just so I can get to the summary page from last night, so we can review what we talked about, just so everybody's on the same page of where we were and where we're going. It'll take me just a second here to get to the end. I can't fast forward as fast as I wanted to. Just give me one second. I've got a page at the end that summarizes everything. What we've been talking about this weekend is our Back to the Basics series, and we've tried to talk about things that are just basic in nature, but things that we need to be reminded of. So last night, what we talked about was the title of our lesson was called "Rolling the Dice," and we talked about our salvation, and we said a lot of people gamble. You know, in life with slot machines and card games and things like that, but we don't want to gamble with our salvation. And we said a lot of people will have the attitude and they'll say, well, I hope I'm good enough to be saved. Maybe there's a chance I'll get into heaven. And we said it's very difficult for us to have spiritual joy when we really don't believe that we're saved. And we looked at the attitude of the apostles and other early Christians, and we found that Paul, he believed that he was called according to God's purpose, not by his own purpose. He was very confident in the fact that God would save him. He believed that promise. He understood that he was saved through Jesus. We looked at the example of the Hebrews, how they kept their faith through many difficult struggles and trials because they knew that they had a home in heaven. And then we talked about why we sometimes question our salvation. And we said maybe we're not sincerely following God. And we talked about how we have to diligently seek after God. We have to believe that he is. And that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He said sometimes we question it because we trust more in ourselves and our own works in order to earn our salvation. And we talk about works and how we're judged by those, and that our works are made right because we've been covered by the blood of Christ. It doesn't mean that we don't have to try. It doesn't mean that we don't have to obey our Lord. God does expect obedience. He expects us to follow after him. But he has given us a great promise, and we said that God makes us righteous. We said that we needed to rejoice and to be happy because of the great salvation that that God has given to us. And that's something very, very important in our everyday walk. We do need to rejoice, and we need to be very happy that God has blessed us as he has. Let me get the next one going here, and we will get started with today's lesson. All right, today's lesson we're going to talk about keeping your focus. And I didn't realize that I would have as many visitors from home. This is actually a lesson I gave back at home toward the beginning of the year that I worked into this series. So for those of you who have heard it from home, I will have something new for this afternoon, so just bear with me through this lesson this morning. But we want to talk about keeping our focus. And focus is very, very important in our Christian life because there's so many things to distract us. And this is a very basic principle, but something that I think we do need to be reminded of, because there's a lot of things in life that tend to grab our attention. There's all sorts of things out there in our day-to-day life that we know that we're supposed to keep our focus upon God. We know that we're supposed to be spiritually minded. But there's just lots of things out there that seem to grab our attention, that seem to pull our minds away from thinking about God and thinking about spiritual things. And we want to try to answer this morning how we can maintain our focus on God. We do have so many things that pull us away, that pull our mind away, that pulls our focus away from God in the life that we live here and now. And one of the keys to maintaining our focus is through studying God's Word, understanding what God's will for our life is. It helps us to understand, how God has dealt with man in the past. Studying the Bible, it helps us to realize what he's done in the past, what he expects from us now. And it's very, very important that we study God's Word and we keep his Word upon our minds at all times. But, it takes more than just Bible study to keep our focus upon God. Because I could study the Bible and I could learn lots of things about God's Word, but that's no guarantee that in my day-to-day life that I'm going to keep my focus upon Him. Because it is so very, very easy to lose your focus in the world that we live in. We're all very, very busy. We've got all sorts of things and responsibilities that we have to do every day, the things that we're responsible for. It's very easy to lose our focus. Another way that we can maintain our focus upon God is, we said, Bible study. Well, what about prayer? Prayer is also a way that we can maintain some degree of focus, but you know, I could say lots of prayers and really not have focus in my day-to-day walk. I could get in the habit of saying prayers to before I eat a meal or before I go to bed at night, but that doesn't ensure that in my day-to-day walk, when I get up every day, that I'm going to be focused upon God. And we do need to be focused on Him. So we want to try to talk about and try to answer how we can maintain our focus upon God, because it is so very, very important. So the first one that we want to mention is to be very, very thankful. And this is really the attitude. We're talking about an attitude that we have in our lives, not just something we do on Sunday morning and we come and we thank God and we say some prayers to thank Him. But in your day-to-day life, you need to have a very, very thankful attitude because of the great things that God has done for you. And it's very, very important if we want to maintain our focus upon Him. We have to be thankful, and we have to understand the greatness of God's blessing. Now, let's look back to the Old Testament, and we think about thankfulness, and we want to look back at some of the group that was called the Levites. They offered sacrifices of thanksgiving. And let's notice what they did here. Now, keep in mind that this tribe of Levi, they were to oversee the tabernacle that we read about in the Old Testament. They were to offer many different sacrifices. There were many different things that they were responsible for. And one of those was called the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And it says in Leviticus 22 and 29, it says, "And when you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord," he says, "offer it of your own free will." You see, the desire and the intent was that it would not be a habit. That they would just not get in the habit of coming, and they would just offer this, and would be just kind of a traditional thing, something that they would do. But it was supposed to be really of their own free will, something that they were sincere about. They really appreciated what God had done, and they were offering their sacrifice of thanksgiving to Him. And that was very, very important for the Levites back at the time. They gave thanks in the morning and in the evening. We read in Leviticus 23 and verse 27, it says there, "For when the last words of David, the Levites, were numbered from 20 years old and above," it says in verse 28, "because their duty was to help the sons of Aaron in the service of the house of the Lord," it says, "to stand every morning to thank and to praise the Lord, and likewise at evening." So as we think about this, these sacrifices were supposed to be offered again because they realized the greatness of the one true God and the great blessings that that they had received from their Heavenly Father. You know, this really points to our thankfulness. We should thank God when we get up in the morning, throughout the day, at the evening time. At all times, we should be thanking God. We find also that the people in the Old Testament, we've been talking about, they remembered what God had done for them, and this was their requirement. But we find that the people there, over time, they began to forget. And we read about that throughout the Old Testament. They would come, and they would be very, very close to God. And then they would have that period of time, and then they would slowly drift away from God. They would forget about the wonderful things that God had done for them, and things like that. But at certain times, they did remember. And it was sincere. And then at other times, they drifted away. And we remember when the children of Israel, they were at one time slaves in the land of Egypt. And God led them out. And during their exodus from Egypt, we remember the Egyptian army was pursuing after them. And they thought that they were going to be slaughtered because they came up to the Red Sea there. They thought that everything was over. And we know the story how Moses, through God, parted the Red Sea, and they escaped on dry land, and they were so happy and so appreciative. The one God had saved them, and they remembered that, and it was a wonderful thing. But after a short period of time, what happened? Moses went up on the mountain to get to receive the law from God. It seemed like they just had forgotten about all the wonderful things that God had done for them. They were no longer truly thankful. They began to make molten images and worshiping molten images and all things like this. You see, they lost their thankfulness. And we want to be sure that we don't follow that same example. They remembered God for a time, but they also began to forget God. Well, what about God's people now? What about us day to day? What about our level of thankfulness and our motivation for being thankful? And we could get into the tradition of thanking God. Like I said a few minutes ago, I could get up in the morning and, and say a prayer and thank God that I'm alive today and thanks for giving me a place to live and some food for the day. And that could become a habit, and sometimes it does. You know, we get so busy and we say our prayers out of habit, and if we're not careful, we'll not be truly and sincerely thankful as we should. It'll become a habit to us. And that's a very dangerous thing. So we want to talk about our motivation for giving thanks. To be truly thankful, we need to understand and acknowledge every day what God has done and what God is doing for us. We've talked about some of these things this weekend about the great blessings that God has given to us, and we want to try to reiterate some of those and maybe cover a few that we haven't talked about. But what has God done for us? What has He done for you? If we're going to be, if we're going to keep our focus upon Him every day, and thankfulness is one of the ways that we do it, we need to really concentrate on what God has done for us. So let's talk about just a few things. First of all, here's our stick figure guy. God created us. We're alive only because God allowed it. You know, the reason I'm here today is because God created me. We are creatures of God. We need to be thankful that God has made us, that God has allowed us to live each and every day. Now, how about another one? God created the beautiful world that we live in, Mother Earth, the entire galaxy. This is all God's creation. And we can see the most beautiful things here upon the earth, beautiful sunsets. There's beautiful places we can go and visit. All of these things, this is the handiwork of an almighty God. God has allowed us to be able to see the great wonder of His creation. And we read about that in the book of Romans, about in the second chapter, he talks about people who, they should have been able to see God in the creation, but they didn't. They were not thankful. They did not worship God as God. They began to worship man. You see, they were not thankful. We should be thankful that we live in this beautiful world that God has allowed us to live in. What has He done for us? How about our daily necessities? Our food, the homes that we live in, the clothes that God gives us to wear. All of these things are blessings from God. Your day-to-day things that many times we take for granted, these are all blessings from God, and we need to be very, very thankful every day that we have food. Because, you know, there's a lot of people that don't have the abundance of food that we have. A lot of people in the world, their goal every day when they get up is to go out and to find enough food to eat. They don't worry about all the things we worry about because they don't have time. They get up, they go out and try to find their food for the day, and hopefully they get enough to eat. A lot of people don't have the same homes that we have. I go to Mexico from time to time on business trips, and just right over the border, right past the Rio Grande, there's a long strip that kind of parallels the river there, and it's just amazing. I saw a school bus driving down to let kids off, but these people are living in like cardboard houses. I mean, it's just the weirdest thing to think that, you know, they're dropping kids off. This is just like school bus driving through a subdivision, letting kids off. But they're letting people off in places that most of us just can't imagine. And there's a lot of people that live that way. But most of us have nice homes to live in. And we should thank God for that every day, that He has blessed us. The clothes that we have, a lot of people don't open their closet, and they've got an assortment of clothes and shoes and different things to wear. Nice clothes, play clothes, work clothes. all these things. These are all blessings that God has blessed us with, and we should be thankful every day that He has granted us with these things. Here's another thing. We should be thankful because we serve one true God. He's the one true God of the universe. We don't serve the sun god and the rain god and all the different gods that we read about that people tried to worship throughout the ages. We serve the one true God, the creator of the universe, the creator of the one who created us, the one who sent his son to die upon the cross for us. We should be thankful because our God is all-knowing and our God is above all things. You know, many times in our lives we don't understand why things happen the way that they do. And we question many times, but you know, our God, He knows all. Our God is in control. And many times we can't see it because we look right here. But God is working on a much bigger plan. If we could step back and see the whole picture, it would just blow our minds. You know, God is working in the big picture. We look at the small picture. But we do serve a God who is in control. He knows all. He is above all. The Bible tells us that all things work together for good to those who love God. You know, many times we can't see that because the trials and the tribulations that we go through, it's hard for us to understand that because we can't see the big picture. But we have to have faith that that He knows all, that He's in control, that things will work out for us. And that's very, very comforting to know that we do serve an almighty God. Another reason to be thankful that God loves us. He loves us enough that He sent His Son to die upon the cross for our sins. We talked last night about our salvation and how wonderful that is. You know, this is the result of God's love for us, that He would promise us that salvation, that He would give us a way to be reconciled, give us a way to be saved. And that's a wonderful blessing that we should remember every single day. Every single day that we get up and that we're alive, we need to remember that. We need to be thankful every single day because it's such a wonderful blessing. God is merciful and He's forgiving. We talking about salvation last night, we need to remember that when we mess up, after we've come to God, He says if we'll confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us. So even when we screw it all up, God is still there. He's a loving God, a merciful God, a God who is really our best advocate. You know, He's just cheering us on. You could think of it that way. He's your biggest fan. He wants you to do. He wants you to live your life and live it for Him and to do the very best you can. He wants to just motivate you and push you and keep you moving forward. Our God is a wonderful God. We have the promise of His presence in our life. And this is one that a lot of times we don't think about, but through God's Spirit, we're promised His Spirit in our lives as His children. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 tells us that we're to be baptized for the remission of our sins, but oftentimes we neglect to remember the last part of that verse. It says that we will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the gift of the Holy Spirit is very, very important because as God's children, He gives us His Spirit to live within us, to live inside of us. And we can be directed by His Spirit when we follow Him, when we follow after His Word, and we live obedient lives to Him. And we have His presence in our lives. That's another very, very important thing for us, another great reason for us to be thankful. But His Spirit only lives within us if we let Him. The Bible also teaches us that we can grieve the Holy Spirit. We can push it away. And we can do that to such a point that He'll no longer have an impact in our lives. We'll no longer display the fruits of the Spirit that we read about. Love, joy, peace. All of these things that we read about in God's Word. These are wonderful blessings. We have the promise of heaven, and we talked a lot about that one last night, and that how it's only through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it's through God's great love that he has for each one of us, that he sent his son to die upon the cross. So what we need to do is we need to realize and acknowledge every single day that we live, we need to realize and acknowledge what God has done for us and what God continues to do for us, and that will lead us to be truly thankful. But if we're so busy every single day that we get up and we rush off to work and we rush off to school and we do what we do and we rush home and we've got to go to the store and get this and we've got to go and do this and get that, we're not going to have time to be truly thankful, because we're going to be so wrapped up in the day-to-day hustle and bustle of this world, we're not going to stop and really think about what God has blessed us with. But we need to. If we want to really keep our focus upon him, we've got to realize and acknowledge every single day the wonderful blessings that he's blessed us with, the benefits that we receive because of his blessings. And that'll keep us on the road to being truly thankful, and that'll keep us on the road to keeping our focus squarely upon him every day. And that's where our focus needs to be. Yes, we have a lot of things to do. We have to go to our jobs, and we have to do the things that are required to sustain our life here, and we have to focus on those things. But our primary focus in life needs to be upon things that are eternal, because all the things that we have here now are one day going to pass away. We want to keep our focus upon God every day that we live. And God wants us to be thankful in all things. Notice this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Paul tells them, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. When you get up in the morning, do you thank God that you're alive and that you have your health? When you get in the car to go to your job or you go to school, do you thank God that you have the means to go, that he's provided you with a job to support your family, to be able to buy the things that you need to sustain your life? Do you thank God for the home that you live in? You thank God that you open up your pantry or your refrigerator and there's typically an abundance of food there, that you don't have to struggle for every single meal that you have? You thank God for that. Those are just the temporal blessings. Do you thank God every day for his spiritual blessings? For the fact that he loved you? That he sent his son to die upon the cross for you? That he's promised a home in heaven for you? Are we thanking God every single day for these things? If we want to maintain our focus upon him, we've got to give thanks for all things every single day that we live. And we need to continually praise and offer thanks to God. Notice Psalms chapter 92. It says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. This describes the attitude of a person that's truly, truly thankful throughout the day, getting up in the morning, thanking God. Before they go to bed, being sure that they thank God, maintaining their focus upon God. Very, very important. Another one here in Psalms chapter 100. Verses 4 and 5, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. You know, we read about these Old Testament people who thank God morning and evening, and, you know, they live a little bit different style of a life probably than what we live. We are very, 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 very rich, I think, when we compare ourselves to those who lived back in the Old Testament days. And many times our riches get in front of our focus. And our riches get in front of our thanksgiving, because we're so wrapped up in all of our riches and the things that we have. Many times it's hard for us to maintain that proper thanks, because, you know, we've already got it all. We've got a place to live. We've got a lot of food. We've got money in the bank. We're not struggling every day. We need to be very, very careful that we don't forget God in the midst of all the blessings that we enjoy, because he expects us to offer thanks to him every single day, and he expects us to maintain our focus upon him. But if we get wrapped up in all of the riches, all of the things that we have, it's very easy for us to forget. very easy for us not to have that attitude every day that we're getting up, we're thanking God, we're giving thanks for all things. Very easy for us to get to lose our focus, to take our focus off of God. You know, God is very honored when we approach Him with thanksgiving. And God is so very, very worthy of our thanks. Again, in Psalms chapter 50, it says, "Whoever offers praise glorifies me. And to him who orders his conduct right, I will show the salvation of God." God is glorified when you thank Him. When you keep your focus upon Him, you're glorifying your Father who is in heaven. Thankfulness helps us keep our focus upon God. Now, sometimes Christians are less thankful than they were previously, and what we mean by this is not usually because we no longer believe in God or no longer because we've renounced our faith in Christ, but sometimes we just tend to lose our focus. You know, we might be very, very strong for a season, and then if we're not careful, we get wrapped up in the things of this world. Our focus tends to be turned to other things, and it's a dangerous thing. But what happens when this occurs is our focus sometimes becomes blocked. So we have these focus blockers that happen. So look at some of these. We have money concerns, especially now. There's problems with our jobs. Sometimes we have family problems. Sometimes there's health issues. Sometimes we have problems in the church. Sometimes we have anxiety over things that are going on in our lives. We've got stress. We've got all sorts of things that we deal with. And here we are, we're sad because we've got all these problems. Our sad stick figure guy here, he's not happy. He should keep his focus upon God up here at the top. But he can't because his focus is blocked because he's thinking about all these problems that are going on in his life. He's got these focus blockers. His money, he's real concerned about. You know, we're probably all concerned about our money right now, especially with the economy, but God wants us to keep our focus on Him. You know what? God has given us a promise that if we'll seek Him first, all the things that we need here and now are going to be provided for us. So really, there's no need to worry. We've got job problems, all these other things. If we're not careful, we'll get so wrapped up in these that we're not going to keep our focus upon God because our focus is really upon all of our problems. And when that happens, we've taken our focus off of the promises of God that say all things are going to work out for those who love the Lord. All things will work out for the best. We have to be very, very careful. So let's look at these. Take these same problems, our money concerns, church problems, anxiety, stress, job problems, health issues. We're not saying that in order to keep your focus upon God that you get rid of all those. That's not what happened to the early Christians. They had persecutions. They had trials and tribulations. They had a hard time. Their problems didn't go away, but they kept their focus upon God because they really reordered them. They pushed them off to the side, and that's what we see here. So look at this. This guy's happy now because he's got the same problems, but he just kind of pushed them out of the way. They're still there, but he's maintaining his focus upon the Lord. And that's hard to do because we get so wrapped up in our problems and the things that are going on in life. We have to stop sometimes. We really need to just stop and think about the big picture and think about the wonderful things that God has blessed us with, the great promises that we do have from our Lord. And hopefully these will overcome and make our other problems maybe seem a little less small. But we can really keep our focus upon the Lord because that's really what He wants. So notice today that we live in an ungrateful society as a whole. Most people are not thankful to God for the great blessings that He's given to them. But we need to remember every single day what God has done for us. Every day that you get up, be thankful to God. Thank Him for the wonderful blessings that He's given you. Thank Him for the great promises that He's given you. Not only for heaven, but for the here and now. We don't have to wait to get to heaven to be blessed by God. He promises to take care of us here and now while we're on this earth, while we're walking around. And we need to remember every day to thank Him for what He's done. Keep our focus on the Lord every single day. And look at the big picture. So look to Jesus because He gave everything for us. Here's this guy again, and he's just got his eyes focused upon the Lord. And that's what we want to do. And that's what I want to leave you with this morning is every day, try to keep your focus upon God. He wants you to do that. And it'll help us to get through our problems. All our problems are not going to go away. When we become Christians, we don't, miraculously God flip the switch and we have no more problems. We still have problems. We still have stress and anxiety and money problems, church problems, family problems, job problems, sickness, all sorts of things that we have to deal with in our lives. We need to keep our focus upon God. Remember to thank God. So if you wanted to summarize it, the way that we wanted to say in this lesson this morning to keep our focus upon God is to always thank Him, truly thank Him, not just thank Him out of tradition, say a hurried prayer before you eat, say a hurried prayer before you lay your head down at night, but truly thank God every single day for the wonderful blessings that He's given to you. And when we have that type of an attitude, when we live that type of life that is truly thankful, that just naturally steers our focus to God, to the one who is blessing us every day in the midst of all the problems that we have in our lives. So please think about these things. This is all we have this morning, but I think it's very important. And again, this is a basic thing, but we need to maintain our focus because we do live in such a crazy world, and it's easy for us to lose our focus. It's easy for us to put our focus on all sorts of other things than God. And that's what Satan wants. He wants to draw our attention away. He wants us to put our focus on other things because he knows when we do that, we're not thinking about God. We're moving away from God. God wants us to always be moving toward Him and keeping our focus on Him. So please think about these things this morning. If we could help anyone this morning, anyone who needs prayer, we invite you to come up. We'll pray with you and for you. If there's any in our audience who need to respond to the gospel invitation, we invite you to come forward as we stand and sing the song that's been selected.